United Nations spokesperson Stéphane Dujarric told reporters in New York on Monday the UN is concerned about the humanitarian situation in South Sudan.
Our emergency relief coordinator, Alec Martin Griffiths, has handed out $10 million from the Central Emergency Response Fund to support men, women, and children fleeing from Sudan to the neighboring country, South Sudan. The funds will be used to build shelters, offer cash assistance, build water, sanitation, and hygiene facilities, and support onward transportation for new arrivals who are currently staying at overcrowded transit sites.
Dujarric said fighting between the Sudan Armed Forces and the paramilitary rapid support forces in some parts of Sudan could force civilians to flee towards South Sudan's border in the coming weeks.
We are anticipating thousands of additional people may cross the border into South Sudan from Sudan over the next 6 months, stressing an already system that is already under stress. And just in the past month, more than 60,000 people have arrived in South Sudan following the outbreak of clashes in and around Wad Madani, Sudan's second largest city. And as of today, about 500,000 people have crossed into South Sudan since mid-April.
Sudan has been gripped by nearly 9 months of conflict, pitting Army Chief Abdel Fattah al-Burhan against his former deputy paramilitary commander Mohamed Hamdan Dagalo. Fighting between the rival forces has claimed at least 12,190 lives, according to an estimate by the Armed Conflict Location and Event Data Project. Efforts to end the conflict in Sudan did not gain traction as the leaders struggled for legitimacy. Regional leaders from the African continent and the United Nations say more than 7 million people have been displaced. For VOA News, I'm Nabil Biagio in Washington.